Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell, cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com.
Wheat farmers, saddle up with a new OSU wheat variety that offers great results at the finish line. Introducing Spirit Rider, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider rides on in the legacy of popular OSU variety OK Bullet. Spirit Rider is a new hardbred winter wheat variety that combines straw strength with high yield potential. And commercial millers and bakers consider this variety a thoroughbred for quality. Take the field with Spirit Rider wheat. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Well, look for the cattle complex to start out mixed here this morning, slowly scrambled by a combination of follow-through selling and cash premiums. Now, along similar lines, the hog issue should begin with uneven price action today, thanks to residual buying on one hand and long liquidation on the other. Now, moving into the first full marketing week of August, cattle buyers will go about their standard chores of collecting show lists today. We expect the new Fed offering to be steady to somewhat larger than last week. The relative firmness of country sales last week and the ability of futures to rebound off extreme discounts will probably encourage beef producers to at least initially price ready steers and heifers a little bit higher. We're looking at probably about $120 to $121 in our part of the country. The hog buyers seem ready to resume work today with bids ranging from steady to a dollar lower. The belly market has been the backbone of carcass value over the last 30 days or so, but there are signs that bacon demand is beginning to fade. Well, corn futures closed higher Friday, but finished lower for the week for the second straight week as traders take a weather premium out of the market. Soybeans finished a little lower for the day and lower for the week last week as forecasts for cool, wet conditions this week should aid seed production. Winter wheat finished lower for the day and for the fourth straight week, while spring wheat was higher on Friday and lower for the week. Again, winter wheat was lower with the spring wheat higher, but all three were lower for the week. Weekly export sales were disappointing, and Russia said its wheat exports for the first half of 2017 were up 22% from a year ago. Spring wheat areas had a few showers overnight, but expected to be dry next week as the harvest continues. Now, corn closed about 3 cents higher on light end of the week positioning Friday, but lower for the week. The weather maps show a lack of threatening weather through the weekend and into this week, which should aid seed development. And the soybeans closed lower on Friday, along with lower for the week, with new crop November at a one-month low and below moving key moving averages. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle was up 22 cents at 115.45. The October down 72 cents Friday at 114.10. August feeder cattle down 70 cents, 149.95. September down 35 cents at 150.85. August hogs up 125, 83.22. October's up 127 at 66.77. Hard red winter wheat, September down a quarter penny at 459.5. December down a quarter penny at 487.25. Chicago wheat, September down 3 cents at 454.75. December's down 2.5 at 482.5. September corn up 3 cents at 366.5, and December's up 3.25 at 381. Soybeans for September down 1.75 at 952.25. November's down 3.75 at 956.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.